Good afternoon. This is Michael Marsalek on Montana Public Radio. I'm speaking with Jenny Fleming, the singer-musician from Bozeman. She'll be performing at St. Timothy's Summer Music Festival, the third of five concerts. A concert coming up Sunday, August 7th, will feature young Montana musicians in a spotlight concert, and then the String Orchestra of the Rockies for the final concert on Sunday, August 21st. This coming Sunday, July 24th, Jenny Fleming will bring a band to St. Timothy's. And I understand, Jenny, it's back to St. Timothy's. You played there some years ago with your trio.
Yeah, many, many years ago. Maybe 15.
Well, let's talk a little bit about what you've been up to. Certainly, one of the things I know about you as a musician is that you love to collaborate. You love to perform with different musicians, put together different bands for different settings and different occasions. Talk about what you've been up to, maybe, and what you've put together for this Sunday.
What I've been up to since the last time we talked, which...
Some time ago.
Yeah, you're right. I like to put together different ensembles and personalities and styles, for sure. Right now, my band consists of some guys that I've met across the genres, some boys that I play with from Pinky and the Floyd, which quite obviously is a Pink Floyd cover band, some guys from a corporate wedding band that I work with quite a bit over the summer called the Tiny Band, some jazz veterans from the area, Ryan Matzinger, to name one that was born and raised in Bozeman. So, yeah, I like to run the gamut.
Sounds like you've been busy. Lots of, certainly in the last years, playing a lot. Pinky and the Floyd, I see, you know, touring around. But you're also doing kind of more straight solo jazz gigs and other kinds of opportunities to sing, right?
Yeah, some here and there. My band proper that's going to be performing at St. Timothy's is probably as close as I get to straight-ahead jazz anymore, and we're not really straight-ahead jazz. We're definitely a carrot. I guess the bin that they put us in nowadays is jazz-pop crossover. So very rarely do I get to do maybe jazz trio work, you know, playing stuff right out of the standards. The guys that I used to play that stuff with, Kelly Roberti, who passed away in March, sadly, and Eric Funk, who has sort of pulled himself out of performing, at least for the time being, to concentrate more on teaching and 11th and Grant and composition. You know, those are the guys that would call me for gigs that came up that were more straight-ahead jazz. So, you know, I think partly what a musician has to do is just adapt to what's happening in the area and what, you know, what's in demand and what you get hired for. And that just changes over the years.
I'm talking with Jenny Fleming this afternoon. She'll be performing at St. Timothy's Memorial Chapel at Georgetown Lake for the Sunday afternoon performance this coming Sunday at 4 p.m. Information online at sttimothysmusic.org or call 888-407-4071. Jenny, often when I think of you, I think of you first as a singer that just loves the song. And maybe this ties a little bit into what you were saying about the kind of crossover work that you do, where you just look for things that are great songs or songs that you feel are going to wrap around your voice well and something that you really mm-hmm. want to put your stamp on. Is that true?
Absolutely. I don't know if that's because I came up under a musician or a couple of musicians who really pounded that idea home. And in fact, I have kept a friendship with one of the guys who also studied with Ralph Sappington and Kathy Honaker. His name is John Roberts, and he plays in a band called John Roberts y Pan Blanco. He's a guy from Malta, a white guy from Malta, playing Afro-Cuban and salsa music, which explains the name. But he and I have commented over the years that both of us choose material like that. You have to like whatever is coming out of your mouth or your instrument. Otherwise, there's sort of an inauthenticity to it, or you run the risk of your audience kind of not buying what you're saying. And so it's never crossed my mind that I would do a song that I don't like or I don't identify with or I can't adapt to make it make sense on my voice, as you're saying.
Do you think there's a way that you think of music as a singer where you come at it from the lyric or from the melody? Like when you're looking for something to sing.
Lyric for sure. I don't have that spiritual gift that, like, say, Ella Fitzgerald does to instantly change lyrics on the spot. So the lyrics for me are, you know, I can massage it here and there or change a pronoun or not change a pronoun on purpose to have it say a certain thing. But everything else in the song, to me, and this is probably my jazz background speaking, is negotiable. I can change a melody. I can change a style. I can even change the form of the song. But the lyrics for me, if I don't identify with the lyrics, then that's a harder thing for me to modify.
Well, we only have a minute left. Do you want to tease us with a couple of things that you'll perform or more about who you're bringing to St. Timothy's on Sunday?
Oh, well, let's for sure talk about who I'm bringing. The band that I've been touring with for the last several years is a six-piece. So it's piano, bass, drums, guitar, and saxophone. I already mentioned that my saxophone player these days is Ryan Messinger, who was born and raised in Bozeman. I'm sure many of your listeners have heard of him or heard him. Fantastic player. Piano is Chris Cundy. Chris has been playing with me for several years, maybe six or seven. Sean Lehman on guitar. Sean is sort of a staple in this area. He usually plays upright bass and comes from a jazz background, but obviously played with Pinky and the Floyd and plays in the Tiny Band as well with me. John Sanders on bass is probably one of the best electric bass players I've ever had the pleasure of playing with. And Adam Greenberg on drums, who gets around a lot, at least in this area. He's a fantastic drummer from Cleveland. But moved here maybe 10 or 15 years ago. So, you know, all guys that I respect and love and have a history with, but we all sort of come from slightly different backgrounds, and part of that plays into the music that the audience will hear. Everything from jazz standards like God Bless the Child to Neil Young to... And probably everything in between. You and I have known each other for a long time, so you know that no song, no genre is safe from me.
You do like to grab something and surprise your audience, I think, with a wonderful take on an old tune, for example, outside of the standard songbook, for sure.
Right.
Well, it's back at 7,000 feet at that wonderful venue, St. Timothy's Summer Music Festival. You've played there before. What a fun venue, unlike the clubs that you might end up in.
Right.
St. Timothy's is a unique performance venue in Montana.
It is stunning. That's what I remember. I remember selling CDs out on the front lawn and just kind of wanted to hang out there, wishing that we could move the concert to the front lawn so I could watch the lake while
Well, the audience gets to watch the lake while you perform.
Right.
St. Timothy Summer Music Festival continues this weekend. Jenny Fleming will be on this Sunday at 4 p.m. And two more concerts yet coming up this summer. The full details are at sttimothysmusic.org, or you can call this number 888-407-4071. I've been talking with Bozeman singer Jenny Fleming. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Michael. What a pleasure.